So it's an area that where a stream would be at the bottom of it running through.
Usually.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I was wondering. And a draw, does water ever run through a draw when it rains?
Not necessarily.
Okay. Okay. And I know you have a lot of streams or rivers in this area. Now, do you have any water in those rivers that moves very fast?
Yeah, we have. The Platte has quite a few falls in it, doesn't it, where it moves pretty fast.
White water.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was wondering about. Do you have terms like that, like white water or rapids or cascades?
Mm-mm.
Okay. But you would use white water? Is that a word you would use?
Not in the park here, no. That's down on the Platte lower.
Okay.
We don't have any white water here in the park at all that I know of.
Okay.
Oh, it's very smooth running, I guess, clear through the park.
Okay. All right. I want to ask you some things. These are just kind of general questions about society. If a woman's husband dies, she's called a what?
Widow.
Okay. And in the old days, and this didn't happen very often, but in the old days, if a child was born out of wedlock, it would be called a what?
A bastard? Is
okay.
that the word you want?
Yeah. Would they have... that's not a word you hear much anymore,
no.
though, is it? What nowadays people call them illegitimate?
I guess that'd be what they'd say mostly.
Okay. Okay. Now, I want to add... This is something I think is really interesting. In the old days, they would have when two people got married, they would have a noisy celebration.
Chivalry.
Did y'all get chivalried?
Not really. They had a little dance for another couple and us, but they didn't really chivalry us, did they?
Tell me about the chivalries, though. Do you remember them? Do you remember going to them?
I don't think I ever did go to many, but I used to hear about them. They'd all go with pots and pans and make a great noise. I remember reading a piece about my folks when they'd gotten married. It told about all the young folks that came to chivalry them and that my mother's parents invited them all in to have cake and coffee later. I think they all had a good time.
Yeah, sounds like it. Was it would they pull tricks on them? I mean, did they make them do silly
things?
They
had one young couple about the age of some of our kids that got married, and they went in their house. I don't think they ever did any great damage, but they unrolled a lot of toilet tissue, and that couple resented it so that it was really a bad feeling, and that the young kids that didn't expect anything like that, but that couple resented that and never did like their friends again. And I don't think they did any real damage, but they just messed their house up a little.
Would you say that a chivalry is a sign of a community approval or disapproval?
I think it's approval. I think it's a joyful occasion that they're happy for the young couple and that they want to show them a good time. That's my impression of it.
Did they have any other kind of parties or... I was wondering if they in this area they have any community get-togethers that they have every year, like fairs or...
Oh, yes.
Tell me
about
some of
those. I think the greatest one is our North Park Pioneer Association. And we have a reunion every year. It started first year, 1928. And it's been a successful thing all these years. Mm. And this year, there were better than 500 people. They send invitations to people who used to live here or whose folks lived here. And then all of us around here that have been here 20 years or more. And their kids and their kids' kids. And it really has just been a great, great thing.